Pat Thrush, the ring announcer.
Signed by the State Athletic Commission of Illinois. The examining physician, Dr. Nello M. Filicelli. The timers, at the bell, Bob Clouse. Counting for the knockdowns, Charles Sidebottom. The judges, Howard Walsh and William O'Connell. The referee, Bill Doty. In this corner, from Lansing, Michigan, wearing white trunks with a black stripe, weighing 145 pounds, Chuck Davies. Acting at second in Davies' corner this evening is that famous southpaw of former years, Lou Tendler. His opponent in this corner, from Trenton, New Jersey, wearing black trunks with a white stripe, weighing 145 pounds, the former lightweight champion of the world, Ike Williams.
Ring announcer Pat Rush has given you the picture, and now the fighters are in the center of the ring with referee Bill Doty to hear their instructions.
Gentlemen, you received your instructions this afternoon in the offices of the Illinois State Athletic Commission. Consequently, you're acquainted with the rules governing boxing in this state. Again, may I caution you, keep your blows up, no low blows, no kidney or rabbit punches. And when I tell you to break out of a clinch, I mean just that. I want you to break clean and step back before you start punching again. And remember, gentlemen, any infraction of these rules might cost you the round or even the fight. I want you to protect yourselves at all times. Shake hands now. Good luck to you both, and go back to your corner and out fighting at the bell.
Referee Bill Doty has finished his instructions, and as you know, this fight is in Illinois and being conducted under the point scoring system. 10 points around, fans, if you're going to score it yourself at home. And this is Ike Williams, former lightweight champion of the world, with Chuck Davey, the collegian from Michigan State, who has his private rooting section here tonight. And for this bout, of course, we are going to present again that master of punches from every angle, Steve Ellis, and it's round one.
Thanks again, Lester Bromberg. Ladies and gentlemen, the punches from one guy, Chuck Davey, will come the opposite way, so bear with us. Here we go, round one. Davey the southpaw, Williams the orthodox fighter. Davey jabs twice with his right hand. Davey backs off. Williams on the inside is pushed back by Chuck Davey. They both weighed 145, as Lester told you. Another jab on the nose of Ike Williams, who's crowding Davey and moving forward, backing Davey up against the ropes on the far side of the ring. No good punches tossed thus far. Ike Williams digs with a right toward the body. Chuck Davey gets caught with a hook and bangs out a left hand and a right smash on the jaw of Williams. Williams, durable customer, comes forward most of the time, moving in, gets caught with a 1-2 punch on his nose, and another right jab on Williams' nose as Davey pushes Williams back and pulls him across the ring, leaning against him all the way. Williams walks into a right jab on his mouth. Williams jabs out. Williams gets away from a left cross. Williams moves in, walks into a left hook to the belly, to the body, that is, right in the midsection. Ike Williams and Chuck Davey here at Chicago, Illinois, in round one. A left and a right, or should I say a right and a left by Davey. Davey jabs out with another right hand. Hands very high for Chuck Davey, who backs off. Davey backs away. Williams moves forward, moves in. Williams gets caught with a left to the body. Williams hasn't really thrown punches, rolls underneath the left, and gets caught with a right jab by Davey. Davey remembers the southpaw. Chuck Davey backs off, throws a good left to the body and a right, another right on the nose of Ike Williams. Davey boxing most of the way, moving. Davey sticks out a right and gets caught with a right to his chest. That was the first good punch that Ike Williams flipped his way. Williams still going forward. Davey jabs at the right. Williams gets underneath it. Williams still hustling in, moving in most of the time. Davey backing off. Davey backing off, throws a left hook to the body. Davey now backs away, gets caught with a right to the body. Davey jabs and gets caught with a right on the chin by Ike Williams. Williams gets jabbed on the nose with the right of Davey. Davey jabbing with the right hand again and again on the forehead and again on the nose. And Williams is short with the right, digs the right to the body. And Davey, with a minute to go in round one, ties him up. Bill Doty, the referee. Davey gets caught with a right smash on his lip. Davey gets caught with another right. Meantime, Davey just stays in and hooks with the right hand on Williams' jaw. Davey on inside now ties Ike Williams up, leans on him. Williams, meantime, moves forward right above our Pabst Blue Ribbon microphones. A right jab by Chuck Davey as he backs away. Davey gets caught with a right to the body. Davey dancing in and out. Sticks out a right and gets caught with a right with 30 seconds to go. Davey short with a right jab. Ike Williams throws a right, throws another right, moving Davey back. Meantime, Williams is forcing the issue. Williams throws an uppercut. Williams is throwing a hard right hook on his jaw. Ike Williams now goes forward. Williams moves in, starts to throw a punch. They tie each other up, and Davey hooks and throws another good right hook. Davey gets caught with the right and throws another right hook, moving away from Ike Williams. Davey on the inside now backing away, backing off. Jabs to keep Williams away. Davey gets caught with a jab in on his nose. Williams moves into another jab and a left cross by Chuck Davey. And there's the bell ending. Round one, here's Lester.
Standard procedure for fighting a southpaw with most right-hand fighters is to lead with a right hand, and Ike Williams, a well-versed fighter, has been trying to do just that. For the first 2 minutes, say, and a half of this round, the first round, he hasn't even been able to get close to Chuck Davey. Towards the latter part of the round, he closed and landed one or two right hands, but Davey, who has mixed up an aggressive style with his boxing, which is really a backtracking style, right jabbing, as you know a southpaw would do, and crossing with his left, he's brought in some good punches to the head, and towards the last minute or so, he brought in a left to the body that jarred Ike Williams. It's evident that Ike Williams is not a speedy fighter, the same as of past years, but that he's a dogged and a persistent type of puncher who wants to score with those right hands. It's been an interesting first round, and fans, by the way, when you get your copy of this week's Look magazine, take a look at those prize-winning boxing pictures. All winners in Look's 7th Annual Boxing Photo Contest. Summer sensational. And here's round two and Steve Ellis.
All right, again, Lester Bromberg. Williams comes across the ring quickly, walks into a light right jab on his nose, forcing the issue, throws a right uppercut. Chuck Davey just grabs and holds, and referee Doty moves the boys at long range. Williams goes in. Williams gets caught with a right and a left. Williams has a slight cut under his eye and bangs a right to the body of Davey. Davey sticks out a right jab as he backs away, jabbing most of the time as Williams forces the issue. Williams walks into another jab. Davey. Now, Williams has a slight cut under the left eye, as I told you a while ago. It's opening up a little bit bigger. Williams gets caught with the left and the right. Davey fired them in that fashion that time. Davey backs away. In close range, Davey gets the right hand free, and referee Bill Doty yells for the boys to break, and of course they do. A 1-2 punch on the jaw by Ike Williams. Davey moves in, then moves out. Davey backing away. Davey jabs with the right hand. Hooks good with the right hand. Catches Williams on the chin that time and made Ike's knees buckle a little bit. A jab, another jab by Davey as Williams goes forward. The cut under the left eye of Ike Williams opening up bigger as he gets caught with a 1-2 punch, a right and a left. Williams gets caught with a good left to the body. Williams stays inside. Now Williams pushed back by referee Doty. A right jab on Williams' nose. Chuck Davey backs off, backs away. Davey sticks out a right again. Davey sticking out the right most of the time. Davey now backs away. Ike Williams walks into a jab. Ike Williams is underneath the jab, and Davey roughs Ike up just a little bit in close quarters. We're in round two, halfway through the round of a 10-round main go here at the Chicago Stadium. Ike Williams throws a good right on Davey's chin. Davey backed away, was moving away from that punch, broke the momentum a little bit. Ike now gets caught with the right chopped on his chin. Davey falls into close quarters again, and again Ike Williams comes in, walks through a hard right jab on his mouth. Davey jabs twice on Williams' nose. Davey jabbing most of the time, boxing most of the way. Davey on the move, on the move. Will he be able to keep this pace up? That's the big question right now. We have a minute to go, and round two is Davey still moving. Throws a 1-2 punch, another right, another left, all by Chuck Davey. Another 1-2 punch by Davey, and a right jab by Davey. Davey dancing, moving. Throws a good left against the chin of Ike Williams. Williams stays inside. Davey, meantime, is pushed back. Ike Williams going forward, moving in. Williams hustles away forward, walks into two right jabs, another right jab on his mouth. Davey, meantime, gets underneath a right, hooks with his own right, and Davey backs off. Davey throws a left to the body and a good left to the chin. He doubled it up that time with 30 seconds to go. He missed Ike Williams with another left. Remember, Davey's good punch is the left cross, the left hand. Davey, being the southpaw, boxes the opposite way. Davey blocks the right with his right elbow. Davey moves around, sticks out a right jab on Williams' mouth. Williams, who figured to start faster than he did, is being outboxed by young Chuck Davey thus far. A hard left smash on Williams' jaw, and Davey covers up and backs away. Seconds to go on round two. Davey jabs with his right. Davey boxing away, moving away. Davey tries another jab, tries a 1-2. There's the bell. One of the engineers in our crew tonight tells me the trout fishing season opens here in Illinois next Tuesday. Boy, what a day that'll be. Well, it won't be long before you and millions of other fishermen start enjoying the carefree days of fishing in the great outdoors. Boy, it's lots of fun. And when the catch is sizzling in the frying pan, ha-ha, what'll you have? You know the answer, Pabst Blue Ribbon, the beer with the smoother, more refreshing taste. Yes, nothing brings out the flavor of good food like a cool foam-topped glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Why Pabst Blue Ribbon beer? Because Pabst Blue Ribbon is made, well, made better to taste better. That's the answer for you. It's made of the world's finest brewing ingredients, brewed by master brewers with 108 years. Think of it, 108 years of brewing experience. So try Pabst Blue Ribbon yourself. You'll like its distinctive taste. You'll be proud to serve it to your friends. Yes, satisfy your thirst for better beer. All set now, round three. Davey and Williams, a right jab on Williams' nose. Williams comes hustling across the ring, wants Davey to stand still. Jabs again on Davey's nose. Davey backs away, moves away. Davey is wild with his left and wild with his right as Ike Williams gets jabbed on that sore left eye, gets jabbed again with Davey's right jab. Davey gets caught with a right to the body as Williams digs forward. Williams moves in most of the time, gets a right hand off on Davey's chin, and Davey is wild with the left and fires a good left cross on Williams' jaw. Williams now moves inside. Williams gets underneath the right jab. Williams hooks on Davey's nose, and Davey throws a wild left. Davey digs a good body punch toward Williams. Williams walks into a right jab underneath that left eye that's cut. Another good right jab under the eye as Williams hustles forward. Izzy Klein, head man in Davey's corner, yells, "Keep going, Chuck, keep going." Chuck does with a right jab. Chuck now sticks out another jab and another jab on the forehead of Ike Williams as Williams comes forward. Williams is short with a right hand to the chest. Williams is called a good body dig by Davey. Another left cross and another left cross, another left cross on Williams' jaw. Williams now gets caught with a left uppercut. He's hurt. Yes, indeed, he's really hurt. Another left uppercut on Williams' jaw as Davey backs away. Davey sticks out a right. Davey sticks out a right, sticks out a left, another right, all on Williams' chin. Davey now gets caught with a right. Davey backs away, throws a left, throws a right. Davey boxing beautifully. Throws a good punch to the body of Ike Williams. Williams stays on the inside. Williams now pushed back. It's caught another hard body dig by Chuck Davey. How much does Ike have left? That's the question. Left as a fighter at this stage as Williams goes forward. Williams goes forward and throws a wild right over Davey's head. We're in the closing minute of round three as Ike Williams is called the left of the body, a right to the head, another right to the head, all by Chuck Davey. Williams stays inside there. A minute to go in this third round. Williams goes forward, moves forward, moves a 2-3 jabs and left cross, another jab, all by Davey. Davey now sticks out another punch in close range, tries to dig toward Ike's body. Ike goes forward. Ike gets caught with the right and fires the right on Davey's nose. Davey backs off. Davey now with his hands rather high, sticks out a right cross. Davey now backs off. Davey dances in, dances out, throws a 1-2 punch, and Davey gets caught with the right on his chin. Davey backs away. Davey's backing away most of the time. Shoots out a straight left. Davey now throws a wild left, and Williams wraps the right under Davey's heart. We're in the closing seconds of round three of a 10-rounder. Chuck Davey sticks out a right jab on the nose of Ike Williams, moves Ike back a little bit. Ike hustles forward once more. Ike hooks to the body. Ike digs a right to the body. Davey now backs away. Davey sticks out a right jab and another right jab on Williams' nose, and Williams finally slips the punch. Williams gets underneath the left. Williams backs Davey across the ring. Davey still counterpunching, boxing, jabbing with his right. There's the bell. Here's Lester.
We saw another round in which Chuck Davey stepped up the pace. But fans, before we talk a little bit about round three, which is just completed, let me remind you that next Wednesday night, the feathers will be flying in Washington, D.C. when Pat's Blue Ribbon brings you a 10-round featherweight fight between two rising featherweights, Glenn Flanagan of St. Paul, Minnesota, and Gene Smith, the Washington, D.C. slugger. Then 3 weeks from tonight, April 16th, get ready for the big one, the 15-round world's middleweight title fight between the champion Sugar Ray Robinson and the challenger Rocky Graziano. That's April 16th at the Chicago Stadium. So make next Wednesday and every Wednesday your Pabst Blue Ribbon Fight Night on radio and television. Well, in round three, we saw Chuck Davey growing bolder, more confident, advancing with 1-2s or 2-1s, as you might call them, with a southpaw. He hurt Ike Williams several times, and we saw very palpably that the rubber, the bounce has gone out of Ike Williams' legs and even out of his arms. And his plan to lead with right hands is failing, and he hasn't gone back to an ordinary posture. And now we go into round four with Steve Ellis.
Yes, indeed, Lester Bromberg. The boys come out very quickly for this fourth round. Ike Williams, who at one time was a real good puncher. The big question now is, as Davey pops him with a right and pops him with another right jab, the big question is whether Ike Williams brought those big berthas here tonight. The big berths, as he used to say, the big bombs. Ike Williams moves forward. Williams hustling in, moving in most of the time. Gets jabbed again and again under that eye and gets caught with a left and right to the body and a left on the chin. Williams now comes forward, moving in almost all the time. Williams tries to set Davey up, but he can't seem to do so. Williams digs with the right to the body, gets caught with a right hook and smashes Davey back with the right on the jaw. Davey gets caught with another right to his body as Ike Williams just stays inside. Williams now moves forward. Williams moving in, hustling forward. Gets caught with a right jab. Williams gets away from a right and moves inside. Davey grabs and holds. We're in round four of a 10-rounder here at the Chicago Stadium. Davey is short with a right jab. Davey gets backed up by Ike Williams. Ike Williams trying to move in that time. Moves forward, hustling in. Williams slips underneath the right jab. Williams gets caught with a right, and Davey grabs and holds as Williams pumps with a right toward the body. Williams is smothering more of Davy's punches in this fourth round. Won't let Davy get off with the boxing that he did in the first three. Williams is wild with a right and gets caught with a left cross on his chin. Davy was quick to take advantage that time of the opening that Williams left for him. Davy jabs and jabs again with his right, and Williams digs again with the right to the body and gets caught with a right hook on his chin. Williams now moves forward, still in somewhat of a crouch, still hustling forward. Both boys weighed 145. Davy cuffs back around a little bit in close range. Chuck Davy appears to be, of course, the faster of the two and also the stronger of the two in this fight. Davy backs away. They exchange body digs, and referee Bill Doty now moves the boys apart. Ike Williams with a minute to go in round four, and that eye bothering him again is wild with the right, and Williams is pushed back by Davy. Falls. There's no knockdown. No knockdown at all. Referee Bill Doty motion that it is not an official knockdown. Boys move around. Williams goes forward, stays in close range. Davy just grabs and holds. Davy now backs off, moves away. Davy digs to the left of the body and is wild with a right hook. Ike Williams moves in. Williams throws a right. Williams goes forward. 30 seconds to go in round four. Davy is wild with a right hook. Davy dances in, dances out, catches Williams with two good hooks on the chin. Right hooks and right jab that time by Chuck Davy. And a left cross by Davy found the chin of Ike Williams. And Williams digs the body, and Davy hurts Williams with a right hook on the chin. Williams now gets caught with a right to the body. Williams stays inside. Williams gets caught with a left on the chin. We're in round four, remember. Williams catches Davy with a right on the chin. Williams goes forward, and Davy is wild with his left. Ike gets caught with a right jab, and that ends round four. Now, are you thirsty? Well, what'll you have?
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Steak for me and steak for you. Cook it on the barbecue with golden onions, crispy fried, and Pabst Blue Ribbon on the side.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, dear.
Finest beer served anywhere.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Back at the Chicago Stadium in Chicago, Illinois, it's Ike Williams, former lightweight champion of the world, against southpaw Chuck Davy, a graduate from Michigan State University. We're all set. There's the bell, number five. Davy goes three quarters of the way across the ring, dances in, dances out, jabs with his right, jabs again with his right, and again with his right as Williams tries to get him close to a corner. Davy cracks the left cross on the chin of Ike Williams. Another right on Williams' jaw. Williams moves in. Williams hustles forward, walks into a left cross on his chin, another left on his chin, another left by Chuck Davy, and a left to the body by Davy. Williams now gets caught with a right and another right. Davy bounces in, bounces out. Davy gets a good left cross on Ike Williams' jaw, and it hurts Ike. Ike's bleeding from the nose right now, beside the cut under his left eye, which once again is open. Ike Williams now, right near our Pabst, lowers the microphone, gets hurt with a body punch. Williams is hurt. He might go down, left in the jaw, left in the jaw, right in the jaw, left in the jaw, left to the body of Ike Williams. 2 minutes to go in the round. Ike Williams is hurt. He's coming forward. Chuck Davy now wants to set him up. Davy starts to set Williams up. Throws a left on his chin. Williams hurt again. Williams backed off. Williams backed away. Another left on Williams' chin. Williams just throws another left. Williams now backed off. He's hurt with another right cross. Another punch, and Williams might go down. He's backing away. Davy falls in the close range and bangs Williams on the chin. Davy throws a right, throws a left, throws another left. And Ike Williams pushed back. Ike Williams on the bicycle, moving away. Chuck Davy wants to set him up. Davy wants to set him up. Davy jabs and jabs his right and hooks the body. Crosses. Davy walks forward. Davy throws the left to the body. Ike Williams again, obviously very much hurt, to throw a hard left, another left, another left, another right. All by Chuck Davy as Williams backed away. Another left on Williams' chin. Davy moves in and out, cracks another left, another right, and that's all there is. There ain't no more. They stop it. Chuck Davy the winner. It was about midway through that round, a little better than that perhaps in time. About, thank you, Pat, 147. 147 of round five, I think, is official. Is that right? Thanks. 147 of round five, Chuck Davy, a knockout winner over Ike Williams. We'll get Pat Rush's official announcement, although I believe that was it. That was really it, I think. You're up to the ring announcer, Pat Rush.
The winner on a technical knockout, 1 minute and 47 seconds of the fifth round, Chuck Davies.
147, we had it. Of the fifth round, the winner, Chuck Davies. And now let's go over to Lester Bromberg and see how he saw it. Les?
Steve? Good boxing fans know, this is only the fourth knockout of Ike Williams' career, only fourth knockout defeat, and the earliest it has ever come in the fifth. He'd been knocked out by Bob Montgomery in 12, Jimmy Carter in 14 when he lost his title, and, of course, by Gil Turner in 10. This was a fight in which the decisive margin was youth, very definitely, and, of course, a bit of a puzzle in style. The youngster, Chuck Davies, with a puzzling right-hand jab and a left cross, set a very confident pace from the first. In the second round, he moved into Ike Williams and began to cross sharply with left hands and stung him, cut his left cheek in the second round, and from then on, the pace became faster and harder, and it was apparent that the older man didn't have it. In the fifth round, about 40 seconds gone, he drove a left cross, being a southpaw, drove a left cross to Ike Williams' jaw, followed it up with a left hand to the body, and Ike wobbled backwards towards the rope. For the remaining seconds of the fight, he was pretty much a target. The gallantry of a great old champion was still there. He tried to go forward, tried pitifully to punch, but just didn't have it. The margin, as ever, in a fight of this sort, becomes strength. And Ike, although he did not go to the floor, it was a technical knockout, and he had been on the floor in these previous knockouts that I mentioned, the three previous of his career, but this was perhaps the most decisive. His legs didn't have it. He tried, in the matter of style, to counteract the southpaw's punches by leading with right hands. He just couldn't reach them, and I would say he landed perhaps five right hands in the entire fight. Most of them were glancing. They did not have full force. He neglected his very fine left hook, and I dare say he didn't throw two jabs in the entire contest. It was very much the end of the trail for a great fighter, a fighter who had hoped in this fight tonight to come back nicely and perhaps qualify for a title return with Jimmy Carter, who had taken the title away from him. But it just wasn't there. He didn't have the legs. He didn't have the power in the punches, and he didn't have the coordination. In one round, I think it was the fourth, he missed so badly with the right hand that he spun around. Chuck Davies, one of our best young welterweights. He continues undefeated now. His 32nd victory, 32nd fight, and his 32nd first victory, and his 22nd knockout. And that's all there is to this summary. Glad to have been with you tonight.
Well, folks, thanks a lot, Lester. Don't forget, next Wednesday night, be with us to watch the feathers fly in Washington, D.C.
when Pabst Blue Ribbon broadcasts that 10-round featherweight contest between those two rising young featherweights, Glenn Flanagan of St. Paul, Minnesota, and Gene Smith of Washington. Then, 3 weeks from tonight, April 16th, get ready for the big championship. Truman Gibson was just telling us about that one. We'll tell it to you. The 15-round world's middleweight title bout between the champion Sugar Ray Robinson and the challenger Rocky Graziano. That's April 16th at the Chicago Stadium. So make next Wednesday and every Wednesday your Pabst Blue Ribbon Fight Night on radio and on television. Now, good night to you all from Steve Ellis, Lester Bromberg, and your host, internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
When you finish all your back attacks and a friendly next-door neighbor asks, what do you have? The answer's clear. For the Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Finest beer served anywhere. Prove it yourself. Make the three-way experts test. One, see the clear color. Look at the creamy head. Two, sniff that fragrant Blue Ribbon blend. Three, taste the flavor the whole world knows. And you'll agree, finest beer served anywhere.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Ladies and gentlemen, just to repeat for you, Chuck Davies scored a fifth-round technical knockout over Ike Williams, the one-time lightweight champion of all the world. Where do we go from here? Well, Davies can meet any one of three outstanding youngsters like Gil Turner, Chico Vijar, or Johnny Sexton. Tonight's Pabst Blue Ribbon bout came to you direct from ringside at the Chicago Stadium in Chicago, Illinois,
with the best wishes of the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and your neighborhood Pabst Blue Ribbon dealer. We return you now to our New York studios. This is the CBS Radio Network.
This is K-00-K in Billings. Tom Stark, your Pabst Blue Ribbon distributor for the Midland Empire, hopes that you enjoyed the Fight Just broadcast. The next time you are at a bar, tavern, or hotel, order a bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.